98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
A brand new year.
And a new prize.
Where's the sign for a boot?
98 FM.
Oh, welcome back to a brand new game of Matchy Matchy. We play this just after 8 every single morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. All you got to do to win some insanely good prizes is send either Rebecca or myself to the soundproof booth and say the same three words as us. You could win yourself some deadly prizes, as I mentioned. A brand new one has been added, and here's AI Us to tell you more.
Race into 2026 with this motor racing voucher.
Get your glam on with a Dyson Airwrap.
Win a cheese board.
Win a Diptyque candle.
Oh. Dash through the aisles with a 200 euro grocery voucher.
Nice.
And it's January. Everybody's on a soup buzz. Make yours great with this soup maker.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
What a perfect prize for January.
That's very seasonally appropriate.
Yeah, and now that it's cold.
Oh, freeze.
Soup season has arrived. Good morning to Sarah and Tala, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Sarah, Happy New Year.
Hi guys, Happy New Year to you too.
Happy New Year, Sarah. Was AJ dancing along to the Matchy Matchy theme tune there?
He was giving a talk to us.
What age is AJ?
He's 20 months old. Every morning he's dancing away to Matchy Matchy.
Ah, very cute.
That's adorable.
Oh, it's a very catchy theme tune. So Sarah, it's yourself and AJ playing. Who else is with you?
My husband is here. We're all home with a head cold at the moment.
Oh no, you poor things.
Yeah, there's a few doses going around.
Hopefully it lifts very soon. So Sarah, AJ and Alan, it's a family affair this morning. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
I think we'll go with Rebecca this morning.
Oh, yay!
Off to the soundproof booth for the first one of 2026. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy. Sarah is all full up on Lemsips.
All the vitamin C that can be got.
Love it. All the vitamins. Okay. Right, let's try and get you a Matchy Matchy this morning. Your first word is castle.
Castle. Sand.
Sand.
That normally goes before, but the first thing that came into my mind.
AJ, good morning. In full voice, I love it. Unless that's Alan, of course.
No.
Your second word is salad.
Salad dressing.
And your third word is world.
Map.
World maps. Okay, after castle, you've said sand. After salad, you're going dressing. And after world, you said maps. Sarah and Tala, are we locking those in?
I think so. I can't think of any better ones.
Locking them in. Here we go. And let's get Rebecca back into the studio from that soundproof booth. How are you? How was your first visit to the soundproof booth of 2026?
Oh, very good, very good. There was a lovely kettlebell in there.
Oh, wow, there you go. A few kettlebell swings.
Do me lunches.
Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Sarah and Tala. Your first word is castle.
Castle. Keep thinking of words that come before castle. Castle. Lads, you can tell I haven't played Matchy Matchy for a while. Castle knock!
Your second word is salad.
Salad? A salad bowl.
And your third word is world.
World. World. World. Peace?
Her wish for 2026. Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Sarah and Tala this morning? Not this morning, guys.
Oh.
But really interesting that you said with Castle, all you could think was words that came before. That's exactly what Sarah did. She said sand.
Sarah, I actually at one point was going to, I was thinking, will I try and do that? But listen, I didn't.
After salad, Sarah said dressing. And after world, she went world maps.
I was going to say maps.
Were you?
Very good. Sarah, your answers were much better than mine this morning.
Could have been. But Sarah, thank you so much for playing the first Matchy Matchy of 2026. And hi to AJ and to Alan as well. We're going to send you a 90NFM goodie bag.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, Sarah. Have a great day.
Producer Russell's just messaged and said, worldwide reb.
How did you know?
Yes, the showbiz segment that I do every single morning for 6 years.
Or it's like when the word big came up and I never said breakfast. Like, good morning. We're easing our way back into the new year.
Yes.
We'll get there eventually. Maybe by April.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you're back for the new year with some weird stories and you're starting with holidays.
Yes, I am. Monday the 5th of January today, the day many people who got a break over Christmas are probably back to work. And I think once you realise that we're all giant babies and no one really knows what they're doing.
Nope.
It makes it feel better, right? Uh-huh. It's a lot less scary when you realise we're all in the same boat. One of the first things you might do if you're sitting back at your desk today to ease yourself in is have a scroll through the calendar and look at the year ahead, right?
Yes.
You know, kind of checking where the bank holidays land and whatnot. And I've news for you this morning. That is good for your health, right?
Oh, good.
By the way, just 20 working days until the Biddy Banker.
I always forget about it.
I know, it's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, great.
So this morning, what I want to tell you about is a new international wellness study, which has found people who take 7 holidays a year.
Yeah.
In breaking news, feel much better about life.
Really? Yeah, that's a survey I can get behind.
So they tracked over 12,000 adults across 9 countries for 3 years.
Yeah.
And it found that those who took at least 7 breaks in a year reported significantly lower stress levels. You don't say.
Well, you're the Lorraine Kelly with the annual leave package, Brendan.
Better sleep and improved overall life satisfaction, right? Now, they've stressed that they're not talking long-haul, expensive, glamorous holidays, right?
It's not, you know, spend.
No, it's not about spending money. Exactly, right? So they found even short getaways, as little as 3 to 4 days, it can be a staycation. Maybe you're taking days off.
Change of scenery.
To just stay at home, yeah. Created lasting improvements in your mood, and this bit's important for your boss, productivity, that extended weeks after they got back to work, right? And they also said that the build-up to your break is just as powerful as the break itself.
Yeah.
It helps your brain regulate stress hormones and it reduces burnout. So the whole, you know, the countdown to your break is as good as the break itself.
Yeah, you're looking forward to something.
Yeah. So the experts say spreading multiple short trips throughout the year is far more effective than saving all time off for one long trip.
Yeah, I did do that 1 year. And
I
waited until way too late in the year. And when I tell you, I was burnt out, I was so sick.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So this study is done by the American Institute of Stress and it says regular disconnection and novelty are crucial for our well-being. So the key is regular disconnection, not necessarily an expensive long haul trip. And the people behind the research say trips are not a luxury but vital for your good health.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Off to book 7 trips.
Now, up next, the start of the new year also means some people will be getting a new car. One of our listeners this morning, their little win was that they're picking up their brand new car today.
A light green 261.
Yes, a Skoda. I saw my first 261 reg the other day, which is the quickest in that normally it takes a few weeks or months for me to spot one.
Was there a game when we were younger? And you'd be
in
the car.
You'd just spot it.
And if you saw a yellow reg, would you hit someone in the arm?
Yeah.
Don't try this at home. Was that?
Yeah.
Yellow reg.
Yeah, and then you give them a dig in the arm.
Forgot about that. Anyway.
Well, regs in Ireland are just standard 261D, blah, blah, blah. And they can't be personalised here. I don't think that's legal here. In America.
Bebo Stunner.
Yeah. In America, in the UK, you can spell them whatever way you want. Almost. Illinois officials have revealed some of the personalised license plates they have banned.
Oh.
Applications that were rejected in 2025 included plates reading BBL.
Okay.
And bricked. Okay.
Oh, what's up?
No, I don't know.
No.
A plate can be refused for being inflammatory, profane, offensive, or too difficult to read.
Yeah, right.
So other rejected plates included... Sorry, I read this earlier and I didn't know. I was
oh,
like,
is
why
it,
is that?
Is it spelled?
I'm going to spell it. B-L-U... B-A-L-N. B-L-U-B-A-L-N.
N?
Yeah. Blue.
I don't get, I'm going to have to think about
Brad,
that one.
Think about it.
Right.
The next one is I-B-P.
Yeah.
O-O-P-N.
I don't know.
I-B.
Very good.
And then the final one is when I initially saw it, I thought, so I-C, well, no, I spell it out now. I thought it said I-cup, but
yeah.
When I spell it, it's I-C-U-P.
Yeah.
Another rejected application came from the owner of a Prius who wanted their plate to spell Priusy. Moving swiftly on.
Won't be trying any of those.
Finally, this morning, a website for buying concert tickets has apologised to customers after a listing for a spiritual religious meeting was mistakenly advertised as a concert from heavy metal band Lamb of God.
Sorry, can you imagine?
Turn it up to that, you'd expect, you know, to be seeing this rock band. Yeah. And it's just a load of people doing, you know,
praying.
Kumbaya. So the actual event was called Andrew Peterson's Behold the Lamb of God,
okay.
A spiritual event about the birth of Jesus. But StubHub mistakenly advertised the event as a concert by that band you just heard, Lamb of God. The listing featured a photo of the band's lead singer as well. It says the ad was misleading.
I know that is misleading. No, there's a photo of the singer.
Yeah. They say it was misleading. Apologise for confusion. Anyone who bought a ticket can get a refund. Lamb of God, the heavy metal band, is currently not scheduled to perform in South Carolina.
Fair enough.
That is Brendan's bit.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.